at the end of the Tochacha, so the Pasuk says, Hashem says, ultimately, v'zachati, I will remember my covenant. And then the Pasuk lists the patriarchs in reverse order. Hashem says, I'll remember my covenant, v'zachati b'ti Yaakov, v'avit b'ti Yitzchak, v'avit b'ti Avam Isko, v'aretz Isko. I will remember my covenant with Yaakov, and I will even remember my covenant with Yitzchak, and I will even remember my covenant with Avram, and I'll remember the land. So what's the Pasuk mean by that? So Rav Harlap says, if Am Yisrael is on the level of Yaakov, that's where the Pasuk begins. Yaakov encompassed Torah. Yaakov encompassed kindness. Yaakov encompassed Mesirus Nefesh, dedication to the point of giving up his life, risking his life for the way of Hashem. So certainly they'll be redeemed. That's the beginning of the Pasuk. In spite of all the exile, I will remember Yaakov. That's to say, if you embody the traits of Yaakov, of course, in spite of your transgressions, I will remember you, I will redeem you. Then the Pasuk goes on and says, even if you're not on that level, I will even remember my covenant with Yitzchak. What's the covenant with Yitzchak? So here we're talking about the trait of Yitzchak, where the trait of Yitzchak was Yitzchak's individual dedication to the point of giving up his life for the way of Hashem. His father tells him, you know, God told me to put you on an altar. He says, if that's the will of Hashem, okay, I'm willing to go with it. So he was willing to dedicate his life on a personal level to the way of Hashem. So that's Mesirut Nefesh of an individual. If Am Yisrael has that trait, Hashem says, I'll redeem you from exile for that too. Then the Pasuk says, and what happens if, God forbid, you don't have not the trait of Yaakov, nor the trait of Yitzchak, but you have something else. You have kindness. People are very into helping one another. People want to be kind to one another. That's why I always viewed the liberal movement in the United States as a positive thing. And the fact that there were Jews who pushed it, I always said it stems from a positive place. Because at the end of the day, part of the way Hashem created us is that we definitely want to do kindness. And even if people take it slightly in the wrong direction sometimes, but to a large degree, it stems from good intentions. And so Hashem says, even if they're missing the traits of Yaakov or the traits of Yitzchak, but they have the trait of Avraham, that trait of kindness, Hashem says, even for that, I'll remember them for good and take them out of Israel. And what happens if they're missing that too? But they want to rebuild the land of Israel. They're not into dedicating their life to Torah. They're not into Torah altogether. They're not into risking their life. They're not into doing kindness for other people. But they are into rebuilding the land of Israel. We want to rebuild. We want to make it, bring it back to life. So Hashem says, even for that, I will have mercy on them and bring them back to the land of Israel, to the Torah, and to the holiness, v'aretz Yisko. I'll remember them even for their connection to the land of Eretz Yisrael.